I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Sea Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
All right, you catch up on Old War of the Roses if you want to by going to Z104.com on our podcasting page. We welcome Tanner to the show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you? Who are we putting to the test today?
My girlfriend, Lisa.
Okay, and why are we putting her to the test?
She's just been, I don't know, I've been different lately. You know, she doesn't seem as excited to see me. She don't want to go out as much.
Right, and don't forget the Valentine's thing that you had mentioned in your email, because I think this is maybe the most telling sign.
Yeah, you know, I asked her the other day what she wanted to do for Valentine's Day, and she tells me that I shouldn't spend a lot of money on Valentine's Day this year, that she really don't want to do anything.
Okay, This made you feel like what?
Like she kind of wants to break up with me.
Okay, well, let's find out if the reason for that is another dude. We're going to put Lisa to the test with a female edition of War of the Roses. So what we do is we call her up, ask her if she wants to send a free pantygram to anybody. You're going to get to hear who she chooses and what she puts on the card, okay?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
If it's the only way I can get the truth, let's do it.
Okay, and question two, how certain are you that when we give her this free pantygram to send to somebody, that she's going to send it to you?
Well, I mean, I am her boyfriend, so I hope she picks me.
Right, but if not, we'll definitely know something's up. All right, let's find out.
Starting at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to Elisa, please.
Yeah, this is Lisa.
Well, good morning, Lisa. My name's Stacy. I'm a promotional rep for Victoria's Secret. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Are you calling to tell me about your semi-annual sale? Because I literally spent half my paycheck on this last time.
No, actually, I'm calling because we're rewarding our big customers with a free gift for Valentine's Day. It's called the VS Pantygram. I don't know if you've heard. It's basically a pair of lace panties that we send to the special guy in your life as a gift from you. And it comes with a note attached, so it's like the sexiest Valentine's Day card ever. You can even have us put any message you want on the card, and it's totally free. Do you want to give it a try?
Love it. Lace panties. I mean, that's like super cute. I think I'm going to pass, though. I mean, I honestly don't even know who I would give something like that to, so thank you.
Well, most women send it to their husbands or their boyfriends, so are you sure you don't want to try?
I mean, I'm not married, and I just actually broke up with my boyfriend. So maybe next year, optimistically.
I understand. I'm so sorry about the boyfriend thing, though.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, it wasn't working out, basically. So, but thank you anyway. I mean, it sounds like a really cute idea.
Okay, but just to make sure before I let you go, there's nobody you want to send these to, right? Because, I mean, it is free and all. I didn't know if there was a guy at work you had a crush on or maybe somebody whose attention you've been trying to get.
I mean, if it's free, I don't know. There is one guy, but I feel like at this point, I'm not about to send him, like, panties or anything like that. Unless I can, I mean, if I did it, like, anonymously, I mean, if it was anonymous, I would do it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can totally do that. I mean, you don't have to sign your name at all if you don't want, but we can put a message on the card, like an anonymous message.
Okay, that's cute. Okay, so I should tell you what to put down?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, like, something like, Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day from someone who took these off when she was just thinking about you.
Okay, great. And I need this guy's name so we know who to send it to.
Okay, it's Brian. Brian M-O-L-I.
Wow. Seriously, Lisa?
Oh, snap!
Okay, I see how it is.
Wait, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi. I'm sorry. I think I'm missing something. What's going on?
Yeah, you are missing something. I think you're missing one boyfriend.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.